Recent warm weather days have it feeling like early May and have gardeners itching to get in the dirt. Kathy Meacham, a Carroll County MU Extension Specialist in horticulture, says don't let this weather fool you.
As hard as it is, don't jump the gun. It's so pretty out, and we want to go ahead and get some of our plants out, and it's just too early. But it's not too early to plant lettuce and radishes and spinach, and some might even say you've waited too long, but you haven't.
Don't prune those rose bushes and shrubs just yet.
I would just wait a little bit to prune, just in case we get that cold snap. If we do and it damages anything, it would just be the growth from the fall instead of the tender growth that might come out if we pruned them now.
Is there anything else we should wait on?
Yesterday I pruned a hydrangea, and all I did was take out the dead. I had some leaves coming out on some of the stems. I just left those. I didn't trim the top of them, just in case. So the first thing the frost hit wouldn't be those tender new shoots coming out.
She recommends a heavy dose of mulch in the fall for bushes to protect the plant's root system. And she also offers this advice for early spring flowering shrubs.
If you've got azaleas or rhododendrons or forsythia, you want to wait to prune those 2 to 4 weeks after they bloom. That's the right time to prune those.
If your soil's acting a little worn out and isn't producing like it did a few years ago, MU Extension provides testing and advice on improving the nutrients in your garden soil. Meacham explains the process.
If you've got a flower bed or a garden, you just take random sampling about 6 inches deep, remove the grass if there is any, and put all of those, maybe 6 to 10 of them, in a plastic bucket, mix it up, and then bring 1.5 to 2 cups to the Extension office.
Wondering what grows best in central and northwest Missouri? Meacham has her favorites.
I am a big advocate for native plants, coneflowers, asters. I've planted ninebark. The buttonbush is one of my favorites. Witch hazel does well in this area. There are so many. We don't even realize how many beautiful native species we have. And I'm happy to talk with anybody about it and point you in the right direction on what plant does best where.
Horticulture specialist Kathy Meacham can be reached at 660-542-1792. For KMZU News, I'm Joellen Black.